All right, also, we have, okay, I guess they're ready. Yeah, this is great. Come on over,
I don't
guys.
have enough mics for these
Yeah,
guys. I don't know what
you guys might have to just give them your
well, I can just
microphones.
I'll
But I
ride
want to
along. I
participate
want to
in
ask
the
some
interview.
questions.
No,
Why do I have to
no,
talk?
go ahead and give them your
Okay.
microphones. Joining us now here at our broadcast location in Oxnard, two old friends of the
There's
show.
No you put it on like this?
It's the yeah, it's
like
the Skinlonen brothers.
Or like this.
Longtime NFL players. Now, coaches, and I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but it's always great to see you, Nick Skinlonen.
Mueller's.
Nick
How
won
are you?
18 Super Bowl rings in
Yeah.
20 seasons in the National Football League as a deep snapper.
Thank you for knowing that.
Yes. And his younger brother and much, much smaller brother, Rick Skinlonen. Morning, Rick.
Hi, Craig.
Put the microphone right
Do
down.
I need to put this down?
Yeah,
Okay.
right
Oh
down
my
there.
God. There you go.
That's all right.
Now we got it.
Rick won 17 Super Bowl rings as
I
a backup
did.
punter and punting coach.
Thank you for knowing that.
You're welcome. And it's always great
Stolen.
to see you guys. We ran into you yesterday and asked you to stop by the broadcast this morning because
Yeah.
we wanted to talk to you. We had no idea that you were with the Cowboys this year.
Yeah, we're not playing. We're not coaching. We are in quality control.
Quality control.
Right.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it just means that we keep up with certain aspects of the team and make sure that it's quality.
Okay.
Yeah,
And we control it.
but I mean, you know, we have to be honest. It's not like we're controlling the whole team. It's a very specific sort of control.
Yeah.
Like Nick is in quality control over punting and kicking.
In deep snapping,
And
yeah.
deep snapping.
Okay,
'Cause that's
special
my,
teams. Oh,
yeah, that's my.
But even more specifically, it really is just he's in charge of the inflation level of the footballs.
Ah.
And Jerry is like so paranoid about Deflategate.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's a big deal
he and
now.
Robert Kraft are good friends, and he's afraid that's going to happen here. Because apparently Romo's a real queen about his footballers.
He's so particular, it's
Really?
Yeah.
Nuts. Well, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have to be scrubbed up just a certain way. We have to be
Yeah.
inflated to just the right thing for his soft little hands.
And you know what? He's so sarcastic and snarky. He comes in and says to us every day, "Hey, Skinlonens, you got my balls like I like 'em."
He
He's such a
does.
jerk.
So he
He
talks
is.
down to you
Oh
guys.
yeah, we're just
Yeah.
little minions for him.
Hey
Yeah.
guys. Hey guys. If the only thing you're qualified to do is hold my balls.
Yeah. Bunch of has-beens.
It hurts me when he says it.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Rick.
Thanks, Tony. Maybe you'll win a playoff game someday. Well, I guess he
Well,
has won a couple of them,
yeah,
I
you
guess.
guys are in the organization. You shouldn't be talking that way about the star player.
No, I guess
Well,
not. He isn't mean to us, you know? We don't like it.
we're a little disgruntled. At least I certainly am.
Why?
I have to tell you, Greg. I'm in way over my head.
Why? What are you doing?
Well, I'm the guy that they hired to watch after Dez.
Oh, you're Dez's babysitter.
Yeah, I'm his chaperone.
That's a tough job.
Or is it chaperone?
It's chaperone. Yeah, you got it right.
And I gotta
Chaperone.
tell you, Junior, I suck at it. First of all, Dez is so mean to me.
Yeah.
He's
You
like, he
just see
doesn't.
how he greets them every day.
He doesn't use manners. Half the
Yeah.
time he refers to me as "Hey, M ever."
Right.
That's
Right.
terrible.
And
He wants Rick to legally change his name to
yeah, and
that.
I can't keep up with him. So how can I watch after him if I can't keep up with him?
Right.
You know, he comes out here, he goes to the counter, and he rents a Maserati. Well, I'm in the Corolla category.
So it's not that you can't keep up with him on the practice field. He leaves you on the road.
Yeah, we get out of the parking lot here,
Yeah.
and he loses me in about 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Wait a
And
minute.
I've got it to the floor.
Wait a minute. If you're Dez's chaperone, why are you trailing him like a PI? Why don't you ride with him in his Maserati?
He won't let me.
Because they won't let him near him.
No, he says, "I ain't riding with no MF-er."
Well, you ought to complain to Jerry about that.
I try, but Jerry doesn't take my calls.
No. Yeah, and I'm all caught up with the coaching staff, you know, and I love Jason Garrett. I love him so much. He's such a good coach, and he's such a nice guy, but
he's so good.
He's so good that he's even inspired me to, well, I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
What? Don't be embarrassed, Nick. I think it's really good.
What is this?
I've started writing poetry.
Nick writes poetry.
Nick Skinlon in poetry. Well, yeah, let's hear a little bit of
no,
this.
No, no.
Come on,
because,
Nick.
Because you know, Craig,
okay,
you can't do football your whole life.
Uh-huh.
You have to have another career.
Right.
And Nick is really planning ahead and working on his poetry.
It's okay, I'll read you some of what I got about Coach Garrett.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So pretty.
I look at his lock of beautiful red hair. I wonder what he looks like cooking eggs in his underwear. I can't believe the news today. Stories of lost planes and poaching. But I'm reassured by the monotoned Garrett Top of coaching.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm not laughing. I'm crying. It's so beautiful.
He's gonna laugh
no, I'm crying. It's so beautiful.
The imagery alone.
Yes.
It's just wonderful.
You're very talented, Nick.
Well, thank you. You know, I just kind of mess around with it. I don't know if I'm any good at it
so
or anything.
So jealous, you know. You're so naturally talented with the words.
Wow. Yes, both of you. You have a way with words. It is odd, though. I'm sad to see and hear that your vocal cords didn't heal during the off season.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Well, just that I thought. Well,
you
never
thought
mind.
What?
Never
right.
mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Wait,
that's
cool.
Yeah, it's cool. What? Anything else you guys been up to lately?
Anything else? Nothing?
No, we have lots of stuff going on.
Like what?
Well, first of all, Nick is welcoming a new baby boy into the world.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He got a golden doodle.
Oh, a dog.
Yeah, I got a dog.
Yeah, a little bitty toy dog.
And
I warned him against this because he got the small version.
Mm-hmm.
He's crushed over 26 smaller dogs.
Yeah.
But he swears this time it'll be different.
Okay.
And the other thing is he took a big dump at the 50-yard line yesterday, too.
Oh,
and
no.
Garrett was so mad at us.
I bet.
And Nick tried to give him the poem, and Garrett wanted no part of it.
Well, you know, it's always great to catch up with you guys.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a real treat. And best of luck to you here at
well,
camp
thanks.
And during the season with the Cowboys. Great to see that you're still employed in the NFL.
Thanks. And when we're back home, we listen to the ticket.
Oh, thank you.
We sure do.
Yeah, we appreciate what y'all have done to y'all's bodies over the years.
Oh, thank you. Same right back at you.
And every time we're on, we hear from a lot of our friends who listen to you guys.
Hey,
okay,
yeah.
That's great.
Well, cool.
Good for you.
See you later, Junior.
All right, bye-bye. That's Nick Skinlonen and his brother Rick Skinlonen.
Bye, George.
Bye.
We see them here at training
bye.
Camp.
Bye. See you later.
Once again.